أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أهم خير أم قوم تبع والذين من قبلهم أهلكناهم إنهم كانوا مجرمين وما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين In the ayahs before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about sending Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to Fir'aun, the people of Fir'aun, and how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala emancipated the Bani Israel. And thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about some of the lack of understandings of the people of Makkah Mukarramah with regards to the Akhirat. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, أَهُمْ خَيْرٌ أَمْ قَوْمُ تُبَّعُ Are they the people of Makkah better or the people of Tubba? Now Tubba is in actual fact a title that was given to the kings that ruled over the area of Yemen. And these kings sometimes ruled over parts of Arabia and sometimes they ruled over parts of Africa. So the title that was given to them was the title of Tubba. And Tubba is not the name of any particular individual. So the question here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking that with regards to the material world, with regards to understanding, etc., who were better people? Were the people of Makkah better or were the people of Tubba better? Now when we look through historically, we will find that from amongst those people that had ruled Yemen, the Himyarites, parts of Arabia, etc., was one particular Tubba whose name was As'ad ibn Quraib or ibn Karib ibn Ma'di Karb. This person, firstly, he ruled for the longest period of time, and secondly, he went on a campaign trying to claim land, fighting various wars with people, and trying to capture different parts of the world around him. And it happened that he also came to Medina Munawwara, trying to capture Medina Munawwara. At that time, the people of Medina had made a decision that they would resist his attack during the day, but what they would do at night is they would begin to entertain him, send different kinds of foods, and keep him happy. So this created within his heart a kind of embarrassment that I am attacking a group of people who are at the same time being good to me. But in this entire incident, some of the rabbis of Medina Munawwara had gone out to him and they explained to him that you will never be able to conquer the city. And this was incidentally about 700 years before the coming of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you will never be able to conquer the city of Medina because this is the Darul Hijrah of the last Nabi. And that is why the Yahud and that is why the Jews had come to Medina Munawwara in anticipation of the coming of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he abandoned his attack of Medina Munawwara and these rabbis then accompanied him to Yemen. They convinced him and he accepted the deen and the faith of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he had become a muwahid, he had become one who believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And his influence over his people caused them also to accept Tawheed and accept the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the result was that during the course of his life, they remained firm on that deen. But no sooner did he pass away, he left this world. The people then turned back to worshipping idols, worshipping the fire, etc. Now this is whom Allah ta'ala is speaking about, the people of Tubba, that who are better, the people of Makkah, or were they better? وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ And those people before them, the people of Aad, the people of Thamud, whom Allah had given a great amount of physical strength. So who are better insofar as their strength and the material existence is concerned? Allah says, أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ We destroyed all of them. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ Certainly they were mujrimeen. They were sinners. They exceeded the bounds of and limits of Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah, we had not created the skies and the earth and whatever lies in between them, لَاعِبِينَ an object of play, or to create play and amusement, that all this was created. Nay, there was a greater reason why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had created everything. And amongst some of the reasons is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created everything, and then Allah Ta'ala created insan, so that insan may make the ibadat of Allah. Allah created the skies and the earth so that we can see this great manifestation of the qudrat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah created everything, and that will all be destroyed, and hence thereafter qiyamah will take place. Ma khalaqnahuma illa bilhaq. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, we had not created it but with the truth. In other words, with a true purpose. And that purpose was to recognize Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Walakinna aktharahum la ya'lamun. But most of them, that is most of mankind, do not know what is the purpose of the creation of the heavens and the skies, and nor do they know the purpose of the creation of themselves. They do not understand why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had created them. Inna yawmal fasli miqatuhum ajma'in. Allah says, certainly the day of fasl, fasl here refers to decision, the day of decision, miqatuhum ajma'in, will be their miqat, will be their promised time, all of them, that time has been promised, and it will definitely dawn upon each and every individual. One particular aspect of the day of qiyamah, يوم لا يغني مولا عن مولا شيئا ولا هم ينصرون. On that day, Mawla here refers to friend, that no friend will avail any friend. This world, we have some problem, we can always phone someone, and some friend will come to our assistance. Or as we say, we are very well connected, so we will phone some connection, and that connection will come and bail us out, or there will be some contact somewhere that somebody can pull some strings. But on that day of Qiyamah, it is the day of decision. There is no contact, there are no friends. Friends will not be able to avail friends, leave friends, not even family members may be able to avail others. Allah says, وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ, and they will never be helped on that day. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ, except upon whom Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has mercy. In other words, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's rahmah will descend upon certain people. Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, for example, will intercede. Allah will grant intercession to those who are close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and they will be the people who will be in the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Innahu huwa al-azizur rahim. And certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is al-aziz. Allah is almighty. Now in this world, when people have might and power, sometimes there's an abuse of might, there's an abuse of power, sometimes there's a misjudgment. But at the same time, look at Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's qualities. He is the most mightiest, and at the same time Ar-Rahim. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the most compassionate. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.